Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Blois Olson's here with the morning take on this Wednesday morning. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to ask you what you think of the impeachment effort.
Well, you know, Dave, I think this is a time when we are living history every day. And, you know, you and I take in a lot of news. I know our listeners take in a lot of news. And, you know, I think what listeners need to know and what I'm trying to figure out is kind of where we go, you know, what's after, what's next. Because when you watch these headlines, when you hear it, when the story evolves, you really get a sense that you're living history. And we've probably never lived history at this speed before. And so I think it's really going to be important over the next days and weeks to really dig down deep, to understand where Republicans are coming from, where Democrats are coming from. The headlines are easy. The social media is you know, like candy. It just keeps coming and can taste really good, and then all of a sudden you get a cavity. But ultimately, we're going to have to look at this the way we have other very historical events and try to really understand the depths of it. And that's what I'm going to try to do over the next couple weeks, is really have in-depth conversations with people about where they're coming from on this. And we have to understand, because Edelman, a global public relations firm that does an annual trust barometer, just came out with their trust barometer, and they declared trust bankruptcy. And if we don't have trust and we don't figure out a way to rebuild trust in this country, I don't think a lot of us are going to enjoy reading the headlines for not the weeks to come, but the years to come.
Blois, what's new on the governor and the National Guard?
He will call out the National Guard over the next week to protect the Capitol and any legislators or elected officials who need protection in any public buildings. The Capitol seems to be the center point of the target. There's a credible threat deemed by the FBI in Michigan and Minnesota of violence. There are no permits pulled. And I think that's where law enforcement, when they do their work, is understanding that this might not be a rally. This might not be something you see, but this might actually be people who act and are terrorists, domestic terrorists, who just commit an attack on the Capitol or on public officials. And so I think we're at a point of heightened protection, probably the highest point we've been at since 9/11. And the governor, obviously with the National Guard background and federal government and the FBI, I would expect that we'll have a large presence for the next week or so at the Capitol and wherever we need to protect our buildings, our officials, and the people of Minnesota.
The congressional delegation of Republicans representing the state of Minnesota, there have been reports that some Republicans may vote for the impeachment. What about Minnesotan Republicans today?
As of right now, Minnesota's delegation is split 4-4, four Democrats voting for impeachment, four Republicans voting against impeachment. And I think, you know, we look at partisanship, we look at polarization, and, you know, people pick their sides. But, you know, Liz Cheney, the daughter of the vice president, was one of the first Republicans to say that she was for impeaching Donald Trump. We're now hearing that Mitch McConnell will probably support his conviction in the Senate. These are evolving, so we don't know all of the details yet. But I think that's the kind of thing we need to start peeling back and talking. I know you're going to have Angie Craig on later. And really to understand not just why she's going to vote for impeachment, but what the mood is, what the sense is. Because the gravity of this on our members of Congress has got to be weighing and heavy. These are obviously very, very deep, deep issues for our country.
And then Congressman Phillips is apparently supporting a resolution censuring another Representative Boyce. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is another underlying story here, is that there appear to be kind of some very divisive actions amongst members, former members. Yesterday, the U.S. House put in a magnetometer, a metal detector, which some members refused to use. Some members refused to allow their bags to be searched. And then there's a sense, and from some credible sources, that members of Congress may have been supporting violence last week. And so Congressman Phillips is going to have a press conference later today. We'll hear more about it. But that's the other thing, just from Minnesota's standpoint, is that we have some leaders that are very much at the top of this. Amy Klobuchar, a very high-ranking member of the Senate. She will chair the Rules Committee if there is an impeachment trial, which is critical. Tom Emmers, the fourth-ranking Republican in the U.S. House. And Dean Phillips, in his Problem Solvers Caucus, and has very quickly escalated to a national figure on many of these issues. So Minnesota's really got a lot of fabric here.
There's so much to talk about, certainly not enough time this morning. So to read your newsletter, how do I do that?
David, just go to fluence-newsletters.com, or if you are on Facebook and you search Morning Take, there's a group you can join. It's posted every day there, or I post a link on Twitter every day as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.